Good evening. It's good to be back with you all today. It seems like it's been a little while since we've had this opportunity, but I'm glad and I am thankful for the opportunity that you present. As Joe said, we study a little bit together on occasion, and it has profited me a lot. And then adding to that is this, giving me the ability to stand in front of a crowd, which some people fear more than death, actually. I've been doing this for a little while now, so I'm getting really good. You know, I just feel it in me. I'm getting so good. Probably better than Joe at this point. No, really, I'm preaching this lesson to Joe. That's the whole point in this entire lesson. So just bear with me while he listens. James says, "As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." And that's just plain and simple right there. All such boasting is evil. And that's because the way we do it, or the way he says right here, it's in our arrogance. It's in that big head that we can get so easily, and we can deny it, or we can trick ourselves into thinking that it's not true, but it's pretty visible if we just step back and kind of examine ourselves and realize how easy it actually is to find yourself in this particular problem. We're going to expand on what James said in just a minute, but when you think about this problem, it's been around since the time of human existence, since the very beginning. I mean, you think of arrogance and you think of pride and boasting and how easily it can come about and what the kind of things we boast about are. As far as, you know, this day and age, a lot of this, our generation likes to boast about almost weird things. Like, you see people taking pictures of the food they're eating. "Ha ha, look at this steak I ordered." It's like, okay. And then you got all these people who are world travelers when they've, you know, gone to California. And they feel like that's something that's worth boasting about. They feel like that is exceptional, that, oh yeah, I've driven across this country. But we really see it, and it happens over and over. And I'm sure if you looked in your generation, you could see the same exact type of mindset, because it's lasted. It's been here, and it always will be as long as we exist. We find this persona of, well, I did this. I went and I worked for this, so I should be proud of it. And yeah, there is a difference between pride and proud. But we're not going to get too deep into that. We're going to mostly be looking at this boasting in your arrogance. So I want you to keep that verse in James in mind as we continue. Got this clicker. James, as we look back, if you want to, I've got the passages posted up here. But if you want to look back, it's in James chapter 4. And we'll be starting in verse 13. He says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.' As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." So we get more of a background, more of a story of what James is saying. And it's pretty simple. Again, even when we expand on it, it's still simple to understand. We make claims, or we make statements that are fact, when in reality they shouldn't be fact, or they aren't even fact. As he says it, you can't say, "I'm going to do this in the future," without saying, "If the Lord wills," because it's completely up to Him. It's not up to us. We might not leave this building. We might not walk another step or breathe another breath. So it is all up to the Lord. And James puts it as simple as it could be put. Why would you do that? When you are so arrogant as to believe you own tomorrow, that is evil. You don't own tomorrow. You aren't promised tomorrow, and you don't know about that. So why make it a fact? There's really no benefit to doing that. Now, he's not saying making plans is evil. That's not what he's saying at all. We can make plans as humans. We can plan out our lives, and we can try to live them the best we can as far as that goes. But in the grand scheme of things, if we are saying we're guaranteed tomorrow, we're not. And most of us know that because it's pretty simple logic. We can turn on the news and understand we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We can look at the world around us and understand death comes quickly. It comes very quickly to some. So we have to be very mindful of the arrogance in boasting. And vice versa. We cannot allow that into our lives. We're going to go back to some of the Proverbs and look at a few of those. This one says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips." So we see he's saying, it's pretty simple. Let someone else give you credit. Don't bring it upon yourself. Don't take the seat of honor like Jesus said. Don't go sit in the most high place and then somebody come and tell you to move. Sit in the low place, and then when they tell you to move, you'll feel honored. Same concept. If we're boasting about something we do not already have, it's absolutely pointless. It's arrogance. It's pride getting in the way. I have a weird ritual, I guess you could say, that I will not write something down that I've done until I've done it. So if I come in here and I preach a sermon, I will not write the sermon down until I've preached it here. I might not preach it here. Joe might cancel. I might cancel. I might get sick. I might get in a car wreck. Who knows? Why would I write it down if I've never preached it here? So I have to wait. I've made myself wait until after I get done. Then I feel okay about writing that down in my book. So that's just a personal example that I have as far as this applies. We cannot boast about anything the future holds. We don't know. We can try our best to plan around the future, but just as he says in the Proverbs, let someone else boast for you. Let someone else make you feel good. Let someone else give you compliments. Don't be the one who says, "I'm the best." There's no substance to that. Galatians, Paul tells us something interesting. This is Galatians 6, verse 14. He says, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." So now we're starting to get to the bottom of this whole boasting thing. The whole idea of what boasting is and how we should receive boasting or how we should boast. And Paul tells us pretty clearly that he himself boast in the cross of Christ. Because there's substance there. There's something to be boasted about there. That's what Paul is trying to tell us. He's telling us that if you're going to boast, boast in this. This is something worth boasting for. This is something worth being excited, being proud about. This holds substance. Again, just like he said, the world has been crucified to him. But it's because of the cross of Christ. Paul achieved victory through the cross of Christ. We achieve victory through the cross of Christ. That's something to be boastful about. That's how we gain our salvation. That's how we gain our victory, is through that cross. So, just like Paul, we crucify ourselves to the world and the world to us. It no longer is worth anything to us. It no longer holds any value. So how can we boast in that? But yet we see it every day, like I said when I started out. So many people around us find so many things in this world to boast about, when in reality, there's not very much substance in this world to be boasting about. We can't let ourselves get arrogant so that we are boasting about the wrong things. So remember this verse as well, Galatians 6:14. When you boast, boast in the cross. Boast in something that is worth it, worth the excitement, worth the outcome, and worth seeing those others come to that outcome or that knowledge. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 11:30. Again, Paul is saying, if I must boast. So think about that statement right there. If I must boast. Think about how he just talked about in Galatians, I'm going to boast in the cross of Christ. But he also says this, if I must boast, I'm going to boast in those things that show my weakness. Those things where I shouldn't be prideful about. Those things that Christ has helped me overcome. That's how he looks at his weaknesses. He's not going to let his weaknesses drag him down and weigh him down. He's actually going to boast about those so that he can overcome them and be a better person, become greater. So when you think about, we are humans. We are the weakest of the weak, really. We are so small in the grand scheme of things. And I don't know if you've ever seen the man who jumped out of the balloon. It was called the Stratus jump. It was a Red Bull thing, and they really put him in a balloon, and he went all the way up just about out of our atmosphere, and then he jumped out. And one of the things he said when he got up there, you could literally see almost the entire globe. It was amazing. You can go watch a video, but he said, "From up here, I feel so small." And sometimes it takes that for us to feel small. When we can step back and look at the big picture, the grand scheme of things, we start to realize how small we are. But we need to understand that those weaknesses can become great when we are in Christ, when we have Christ on our side. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you? And that's Thessalonians 2:19, 1 Thessalonians 2:19. Again, Paul exclaiming things that he can boast in, showing us examples of things that are totally right and okay for us to be boastful about, to be proud about. And when you think about Paul saying this to other Christians who he influenced, who he taught, who he helped show the way, he started their journey, he's saying this to them. That holds so much substance. He's saying, I can boast about you because you are still Christians. You have still overcame the world. And again, we're going to look at another verse in 1 Thessalonians in just a minute, but think about that. Paul's saying in each other, in those that we teach, we can boast. We can be excited. We can be proud about those who have converted to Christ. Maybe of those who we benefited that have converted to Christ. So here's that other one. This is in 2 Thessalonians, sorry. That's 1:4. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. So again, he gives this mindset of, you are what I'm going to boast in. I can have pride in you. You bring me great excitement, great joy. We boast about you because we showed you the way and you are still steadfast. You are still faithful. You have endured these afflictions and these persecutions. So now I can boast about you. I can be happy about that. That's exciting to us, or it should be. And it's just like when I go overseas, I get to see people who last year just converted and they're only a year old Christian. But guess what? They're still faithful. They're still striving to be the best they can. And that's exciting to me. That's exciting to all of us. And we should see that. And we should be able to accept pride in that. We should be able to boast about that without feeling arrogant. Because it's not arrogance. We're helping spread the gospel. We're helping spread the borders of God's kingdom. And that's exciting to us. And that's a picture of Baldwin, if any of you have ever visited there. But it's exciting when we see other Christians. It should be exciting to meet and see new people, new brothers and sisters. So I think that Paul is pretty much giving us a really good opportunity to think of things that we can actually boast in. Because we're humans. We do boast. Why not boast in the right things? Why not focus on those powerful things that we can have pride in, that we can be boastful about? This is a passage in Jeremiah. It really caught my attention. Chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, and let not the rich man boast in his riches. Those are all human traits. Those are all humanistic ideas of being boastful or being arrogant. We gain a little bit of knowledge and we want to say, I have that knowledge. I already know that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about teaching me. We shut our brains off when we get to this idea. We need to realize that no matter how great our wisdom is on this planet, we can always have more. We can always have more knowledge. We can always gain more information. Let us not close our minds to that. Have open minds. Don't be so arrogant that we can't learn something new. But don't boast in that. Definitely don't boast in the wisdom of the world. Definitely don't boast in the might of the world. Now, I think that one in particular holds a lot of power. We see somebody who gets mighty, who gets in a powerful position, and immediately they get arrogant. Immediately they get boastful, prideful. It's very hard for humans to understand how easy this is. We have to realize how easy it is for us to fall into this mindset. We cannot be these people who boast in the wisdom, boast in the power, boast in the riches. It doesn't go with you. It stays here. Physical stays here. Why boast in it? Continue reading with me. But let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and knows me, this is God speaking, that I am the Lord, who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. This delights the Lord. When we act like we should act, not how we want to act sometimes, or not how we think is the best way to act. We cannot be boasting in the wisdom of the world, in the might of the world, or in the riches of the world. When we accept Christ, that's something worth boasting about. That's something, like Paul said, that's worthy of much boasting. The only thing, really, that's worth boasting about. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God." See, we feel so powerful when we do something. We go out and we work and we make money. Well, I did that. That was all because of me. We have to realize this and understand what Paul's saying. It's not because of you. You didn't do it. You didn't do any of it. And yes, I agree that, again, there's a sense of of balance. There has to be in everything. We can feel good that we went out and worked. But that's also because that's what God tells us to do. We can enjoy this world. But we should not be boasting in the things of this world, the physicalness of this world. We need to be boasting in the spiritual things, in each other, in Christ. This is Romans chapter 15, verse 18. "For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by the word and deed." So we see Paul again. I'm not gonna boast about anything. There is no reason, because Christ has accomplished it through me. Christ has accomplished through me and brought these people to believe. He has brought the Gentiles, this entire race, He's opened this up to have obedience so that they can be a part of His body. They can be brothers and sisters. They can have this salvation. So why would we boast? Why would we boast in anything except that? Just like Paul says. There's no real reason to. Again, it goes back to arrogance. We would be arrogant to do that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are workmanship created in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That right there says it all. That sums up everything that I've already said. We have no reason. We have no reason to boast in anything except this. Exactly what this says. This is a free gift. This is open to all, anyone who will accept it. What did we do? What are we but vessels that carry this message along and spread it to the world? Nothing. We really didn't achieve anything. We didn't, by our power, do anything. It's all through God and it's all through His will. So as we think back of what all this in cases, we think about James and how he said not to boast about today or tomorrow. We don't know if we will have those days. We're not guaranteed to walk from this building. Why boast about something we don't already have or don't already possess? We don't know we're going to. It's not promised. So let's boast in the things that are spiritual. Paul said, let's boast in the cross of Christ. Let's boast in something we know is there. That's what we can be boastful about. That's what we can take pride in and be excited about. That's the type of thing. Being spiritual. Being overcoming the world. That's what we should be boasting about. We should not let our human minds be susceptible to this style of thinking. We cannot let ourselves be arrogant so that we get prideful and get boastful and are boasting about the wrong things. And this really all spawns from that arrogance, that pride of not understanding the truth and how simple it really is. Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That's what we can be boastful in. That's what we can take hold of and know that there's substance to this and spread it because we're boastful about it. Because we're prideful about this. That's something we should be prideful about. It is a free gift that is open to all. So the question is, are you going to accept the free gift? Are you going to let it sit here and wait and be arrogant and say, well, I have tomorrow, I have next week, I have Sunday? That decision is yours, though. Are you going to wait to make this decision? Be boastful about tomorrow. Be arrogant and unknowing, or not? Because it's really not that simple. And if you need to learn more, that's not that hard either. We'll sit here and teach you. We will sit with you and study with you as much as we possibly can. Because this is what there's substance in. This is what holds substance in the world. Nothing physical, nothing man-made. Let's boast about what we need to boast about. And those who are ready to become children of God and ready to have the ability to boast in this and to be prideful in this should come forward now. Should come up while we sing. Really, let's think about this as we leave this building. Let's think over the next week. What do I boast about? What am I a little bit too prideful about? So if there is anyone here who desires to be saved, and if there's anyone here who needs the prayers of the congregation, please come forward as we stand and sing.